Thanks and good morning. Governor Jerry Brown's budget for the new year is bringing positive funding news for education in California. Prop 98 funding for K-12 schools will grow to $61.6 billion. That's an 11% increase for education spending over the past year. The governor's budget will eliminate $6.1 billion worth of deferred payments to schools. Rick Hanger of the County Office of Education explains how referrals have been frustrating for school districts.
Let's say you're a small business person and you render a service and you expect to be paid in 30 days. That's largely how education worked until about 2002. And then the state couldn't afford to pay on time, so it began what is called deferrals, meaning I'm going to pay you next year what I owe you this year.
Hanger went on to express cautious optimism about the new year's funding levels.
Now this year, we're just optimistic. But we're not going to throw all the caution to the wind here, because districts in this year are just going to be at the 2007-2008 level for the vast majority of them. They're getting there a little faster than they thought, but remember, it's taken us 6 years to get to 2007-2008, just to get back to that level.
Hanger added that thanks to the local control funding formula, local school boards have more power in determining how the funding is allocated. The sheriff's office continues to search for the suspect involved in a domestic violence incident at a residence on Lee Lane in Eureka early Sunday morning. The suspect, 37-year-old Sean McCollum, broke into the 38-year-old female victim's house and dragged her by the hair. He brandished a pair of scissors at her and threatened to kill her and then commit suicide. Upon hearing deputies arrive on scene, he fled the residence. McCollum is described as a black male adult with black brown eyes, 5'9", 180 pounds, who resides in Eureka. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And Fortuna police responded to a burglar alarm at a medical business in the 3300 block of Renner Drive Sunday afternoon. Officers arrived on scene, locating the suspect, North Hollywood resident Eugene Hatfield, inside the business. Hatfield attempted to escape on foot, but officers apprehended him, and he was booked into county jail on several charges, including burglary, resisting arrest, and vandalism. A sheriff's deputy with assistance from a CHP officer conducted a traffic stop on the vehicle driven by 28-year-old Myers Flat resident William Oliver Sumter, Jr. on Sunday morning. Sumter was wanted on a warrant out of Riverside County for attempted murder stemming from an incident in 2011, and the warrant for his arrest was issued by Riverside authorities in late December. Sheriff's deputy spotted a vehicle matching the description of Sumter's vehicle, pulled Sumter over on Locust Street in Garberville. Sumter was arrested, booked into county jail, and will be sent to Riverside County to face an attempted murder charge and a witness intimidation charge. More KINS News after this.
FAFSA. It means free application for federal student aid. It's cash for college. This month, the Humboldt County Office of Education will be putting on cash for college events. It only takes an hour, but could equal thousands of dollars towards funding for two-year, four-year, tech, or career training opportunities. Log on to decadeadifference.org for more information, locations, and times for these cash for college events. Your income doesn't matter. Your chosen field of study doesn't matter. Helping you further your education is what matters. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Hundreds of fire personnel worked to combat the red fire located in the Snow Camp area west of Willow Creek. The fire, which began burning on January 4th, is a rarity during the time of year, as winter is not typically considered fire season. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods describes his department's involvement.
Now, we sent an engine from our department and a water tender as well up there, and some of our guys were saying it was some of the most active fire activity that they had actually seen in quite a while, and this is in January. The actual burning of the vegetation, you know, the way it burned, the way the winds were moving through that area up there.
Woods explains how the fire affects his department's day-to-day operations.
Normally this time of year, you know, our crews stop carrying their wildland gear. We focus much more on the structural firefighting element. And we usually don't start our wildland training back up until May. Well, now we can't put those tools away. We need to carry our wildland gear, and we need to keep those skills sharp, just the tools we carry on the engine to be able to deal with those types of problems.
Woods added that all his crews have returned from battling the blaze. The city of Arcata will temporarily turn off water service tomorrow on Nicholas Drive in Buttermilk Lane from Buttermilk Place to the golf course. The service is being turned off to perform water line repairs and upgrades. The work will occur from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. with the KIN essence of the news. I'm Anthony Mantova.